friend of mine just wrote to say she might have discovered she has a heretofore unknown brother, discovered apparently through the wonders of DNA analysis. He is either her half-brother or the son of her father's brothers, the result, she says, of a one-night stand in some hick town in Arizona with his mother, who until he was 11 thought was his sister. Yeah, I'm confused too. To make the story all the more interesting, his mother is African-American. Of course, I'm interested in selling the movie rights. There are studies that show between 10 and 30% of us may not have the right dad when we send those Father's Day cards. This is a testament to the infidelity of the American mom whose libido may have been vastly underestimated. I had a buddy, a white guy, who had a black kid. Kind of a surprise at the birth, but like he said, the missus got drunk at a party one night and hey, these things happen, but he was going to raise the kid someone else's genetically, his by choice. Gotta say, I was impressed. If you met his wife, you'd never guess her wild side, judging by her mousy disposition. Another buddy of mine got a knock on his door one day a few years back and found his old paramour of even further back darkening his doorway with her son in tow. He'd had a fling with her when she was 15, picked her up in a park, took her home, and carried on an affair for a week or two. Yeah, I know what statutory rape is. He did too, but it didn't stop him. So now the chickens were flying home to roost. My pal, being the distrustful sort, decided to call her bluff, especially since the kid was pretty dark like his mom and didn't show much Caucasian, and because she wanted money. Turned out the boy wasn't his after all. I don't know if he gave her some money anyway, but I sure hope he did. I guess these DNA tests are great for exploring the family tree. Personally, I'm okay letting Dad be Dad. I don't need to be sending multiple Father's Day cards every damn year.